The Australian Indigenous Doctors Association says the diphtheria outbreak must be treated not only as a disease control issue, but also as an equity issue. More than 230 diphtheria cases have been recorded across Australia in mostly Indigenous communities, about 30 times the usual yearly average, and the biggest outbreak since national records began. The association says the outbreak is occurring due to gaps in access to primary health care, including immunization follow-up, and the lack of other services in remote and regional communities. Medical advisor for the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organization, Megan Campbell, says poor quality housing is a major issue, leaving many without access to what she calls basic health hardware.
So that means things like having consistent water supply and taps and sinks that work, having appropriate sort of heating and insulation in a house, having appropriate washing facilities as well for things like towels and bedding. So if you don't have all of those things in your house and they're not sort of readily reliable with consistent electricity and so on, then it's really hard to keep your skin clean, for instance, and to protect yourself and protect others if you've got a respiratory infection and you're sneezing and coughing and so on.